Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes you wait. Looking at Yuma 43, Rav Asi said Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish delved into the Parah Aduma passage. They analyzed the passage. They were able to bring up from it only what the fox brings up on its feet from the plowed field. Meaning, the notes point out, they were unable to come up with any novel approach that would explain the verses according to a uniform pattern. Thus, they came up empty-handed, just as the fox who walks across a plowed field comes away with nothing more than the dust on its feet, Rashi points out in the notes. So, they were forced to say that in some of the verses, there's an implied condition that reverses the implied condition of a previous verse, while in others, the implied condition of an earlier verse stands on its own, remains the same in a subsequent verse. The point being, talking about Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, who were chavrusas and didn't really fully figure out an item. It's interesting to note that they were chavrusas, they were good friends. Rav Yochanan had a very difficult life. We should never know from any of the things they say. He lost 10 of his sons. He would carry the small tooth of one of his kids in his pocket saying, "Look what happened to my child." And all that somehow he could manage. But when he lost his chavrusa, Reish Lakish, they say, he lost it. Literally, his mind lost it. We can't judge, we can't understand, but apparently there's such a power to being connected to the Torah, having a chavrusa, that it was so difficult for him. Very fascinating Gemara's talk about it. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish himself, I think, was a bandit, was a robber. That's why he's so knowledgeable across the Talmud about things related to thievery and whatnot. And it's interesting how his story, interesting characters all over. There's a wonderful book, Introduction to the Talmud, by Art School. Highly recommended. I started it a couple of months ago. Slowly but surely making my way through it. They're going to talk about different personalities in the Talmud. Fascinating how these were study partners. And these two were very brilliant scholars. Even when it came to the Parah Aduma, though, it was difficult for them to comprehend. You know, in general, it's difficult for us regular people to comprehend if the sages, the great, great, great smart sages couldn't figure out what hope is there for us. It's a rule that we don't really understand. It purifies one person and purifies the other. In general, we have to realize in life, sometimes, like we talked about yesterday, sometimes we just don't know, like Rashi said, by the ephod, and then he saw someone riding an elegant rider on a horse with an elegant royal tunic or garb, and he said, "Oh, this must be what the ephod must have been." But sometimes we don't know, and it's okay. And sometimes we can't understand everything, and that's okay. And sometimes it takes difficulty to analyze Torah, to analyze different concepts, and that's why we need a Rav, or a mentor, or a partner. Any aspect of our life, we could deal with a mentor, or a partner, someone that could help us. But Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish had each other, and when one was lost, the other one was really lost. And in general, when it comes to things, we don't understand them, but make sure to get for yourself a study partner. Make sure to understand and acknowledge and accept the fact that we don't always understand everything, and that's totally okay. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 44 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.